We're seeing reports that he may have been able to manufacture some homemade HMTD explosives. It's stuff that's, you know, one of these organic explosives similar to TATP that's dangerous to deal with. So that's leading me to think that he may have received some training somewhere.
So what do you make of what we hear now? He may have had some kind of affinity for a terror organization and maybe even have been engaged in some way with some of these individuals while traveling overseas.
Well, it's definitely possible. And like I say, just the fact that we have him brewing these explosives could be another indication. It could be a case similar to what we've seen in this country with the Shahzad case, the Times Square bomb. Yeah. As well as Najib al-Azazi, the would-be New York subway bomber. Both of them had traveled overseas and received explosive training in Pakistan and then brought that back to the U.S. And really, despite the training, conducted pretty terrible attacks.
Based on what you know, was this about him being upset with the police in New Jersey?
If it was just him being upset about the police in New Jersey, that should have been his target set. And that doesn't seem to be the case at all. I mean, we saw the fundraising race for the Marines and the sailors, on Saturday morning. Then we saw the attacks in Manhattan Saturday evening, then moving back to a train station in New Jersey back in the evening. None of those were attacking police. So that really doesn't seem to have been his target set. And usually a target set will reflect the motivation of the terrorist.
Scott Stewart, Vice President of Tactical Analysis at Stratfor. J.J. Green, WTOP News.